Well, the postseason for wrestlers continues tonight with a dual team wrestling duels this evening. In Class 2A locally, Atlantic Cam Wrestling Squad will wrestle in a semifinal match tonight with Glenwood. That match will be held at Creston High School tonight. Creston will host Perry in the other semifinal with the winners battling for the dual regional title. Also tonight at 2A, Harlan will travel to Sergeant Bluff Luton for a semifinal. The other semi at that site will be Spirit Lake Park versus MOC Floyd Valley with the finals a little bit later on tonight. In Class 1A, AHSTW, Guthrie Center, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, and Riverside are among the teams in competition tonight. AHSTW will face Otibolt Arthur BCIG in the semifinals. It'll be held up at Westwood tonight. Westwood will host Hinton in the other semifinal at that location, with the winners battling for the title. Logan Magnolia will host tonight. They'll take on Guthrie Center in a match in the semifinals, while Missouri Valley will face Riverside in the other semifinal. And then the winners, of course, will do battle after that to determine the dual team regional champion. Action gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight at all of those locations. The Iowa High School Athletic Association yesterday released the postseason pairings for Class 3A and 4A boys basketball. The Atlantic boys will play in a 3A Substate 8 District 16 first-round matchup against Winterset in their first-round game on Monday, February 22nd. That'll be a 6:30 game at the Glenwood High School Gymnasium. That game will be the first half of a doubleheader that night. Glenwood will face Creston in the second game at 8 o'clock. In Class 3A Substate 8, District 15, ADM will play host to Boone for an 8 o'clock game. That'll follow the Dallas Center Grimes Perry game at 6:30. Harlan will host a first-round game against Denison at 8 o'clock. That game will be preceded by Greene County versus Carroll at 6:30. In Class 4A, the local teams will play in the Substate 1 bracket in the first round on February 22nd at Sioux City North High School. Lewis Central will face Sioux City West at 6:30. Sioux City North will host Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at 8. The winner of the Lewis Central-Sioux City West game will play at Abraham Lincoln on February 26th at 7 o'clock. The Sioux City North-Thomas Jefferson winner will travel to Sioux City East in the second round. Last night in boys high school basketball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Red Oak downing Southwest Valley 50-48. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 81-61. Glenwood topping Creston 86-72. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer over Underwood 75-58. From the Corner Conference, Nishnabotna edging East Mills 44-42. It was Stanton over Lennox in four overtimes, 78-71 the final. Essex defeating West Nottoway 62-51. Clarinda Academy topping Heartland Christian 66-32. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Shenandoah a winner over Fremont Mills 52-22. Red Oak defeating Southwest Valley 65-57. Creston beat Sheraton 76-47. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer over Underwood 61-40. In girls corner conference play, it was Nishnabotna over East Mills 45-35. Stanton beating Lennox 49-29. Clarinda Academy downing Heartland Christian 36-25. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as Chris will be in Audubon this evening as the Wheelers play host to Tri-Center for girl and boy doubleheader. Girls get the night started at 6. The boys game will follow at about 7:30, and you can catch both of those games live tonight here on KJAN. Well, Villanova is the number one team in the Associated Press college basketball poll for the first time. The Wildcats made the jump from third following then number one Oklahoma's loss to Kansas State and then number two North Carolina's losses to Louisville and Notre Dame. Villanova received 32 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel Monday. Maryland, getting 13 number one votes, moved up to number two. Oklahoma, which had been number one for the last 3 weeks, dropped to third and received 7 first-place votes. Iowa got 11 first-place votes, and they're fourth this week. And they're followed in the top 10 by Xavier, Kansas, Virginia, Michigan State, North Carolina, and West Virginia. Kansas and Virginia both received 1 first-place vote. Number 23, Southern Cal, and number 24, Texas, are the week's two newcomers. They replace Indiana and South Carolina. Iowa State is at number 14 in this week's poll. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm says senior center Jameel McKay remains suspended indefinitely and will not play Wednesday night when the Cyclones visit Texas Tech. The former Indian Hills standout did not travel with the Cyclones to Saturday's 64-59 win at Oklahoma State.
He'll practice today, but he's still suspended indefinitely. From an action standpoint, but he will partake in practice today.
Prohm says he met with McKay Monday morning to discuss the situation.
It's really between me and him. He understands. It's just you know, basically just doing the right things and the, what I expect each and every day. And, you know, it's from a whole perspective. It's not just one single thing. And so I love Jamil. We need Jamil to be right for us to max out. And he knows that. And, you know, me and him are continuing to communicate. And hopefully he can have a good week this week, and then we'll go forward. But right now he's suspended indefinitely until I really say more on the matter.
Prohm says while McKay will not play Wednesday, he is returning to practice. And Prohm says if all goes well, McKay could return for Saturday night's game at home against Texas. Well, the two teams at opposite ends of the Missouri Valley Conference race meet in Des Moines tonight when Drake hosts 25th-ranked Wichita State. The Bulldogs are in the Valley basement at 1-11, and they host an 11-1 Shocker squad that has a commanding three-game lead in the league race.
Very rarely do you get a chance to get a top 25 team on your home court. And so, you know, the opportunity for that is exciting. And we've talked with our team here the last couple of days, just, and we've got to be able to match their toughness and be able to match how hard they play.
That's Drake coach Ray Giacoletti, who says the Shockers are talented and play the game the right way. Wichita State beat the Bulldogs 67-47 in the Valley opener back on New Year's Eve. Duke may not be ranked, but the Blue Devils are still a force at home. Freshman Brandon Ingram had 18 points and 10 rebounds, and Duke beat number 13 Louisville 72-65 last night. The only other game involving a ranked team, Buddy Hield canned a three-pointer with 1.4 seconds left to give third-ranked Oklahoma a 63-60 win over 24th-ranked Texas. Well, Sunday Super Bowl drew an average of 111.9 million viewers for Denver's victory over Carolina. That was lower than the past 2 years. That rating makes Sunday's game the third most watched event in U.S. television history, according to the Nielsen Company. Last year's down-to-the-wire contest between New England and Seattle keeps the record with 114.4 million viewers. In Nevada, Super Bowl fans bet a record $132.5 million at Nevada Sportsbooks on the 50th version of the game. The Nevada Gaming Control Board says its preliminary estimate that Nevada's 194 sportsbooks kept about 10.1% of the wagers for a total win of $13.3 million. In case you were wondering, by the way, no, Anheuser-Busch did not pay Peyton Manning to say that he'd be drinking a lot of Budweiser after winning the Super Bowl. The company's verified Twitter account said, "We didn't know the shout-out was coming either, but we're sure glad he did it." Well, the agent for Seattle running back Marshawn Lynch has confirmed that his client intends to retire from football. Doug Hendrickson confirmed his client's plans to the Associated Press. Lynch had indicated as much Sunday night by tweeting a picture with a pair of cleats hanging from a power or telephone line, along with an emoji depicting a peace sign. Lynch, who turns 30 in April, won a Super Bowl with Seattle and played 9 seasons in the NFL. The ex-girlfriend of Johnny Manziel says in an affidavit that he hit her so hard during a late-night confrontation that she's lost hearing in one ear. The affidavit, filed by Colleen Crowley, was obtained by a local television station in Dallas. Crowley won a protective order last week against Manziel, the Cleveland Browns quarterback who's being investigated on allegations of domestic violence. She suffered a ruptured eardrum that is expected to heal. The Browns are expected to part with Manziel next month after the latest in a string of troubling off-the-field incidents. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.